March brought primary election results, new faces, new updates, and statewide tornado. With this step back into 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick. March held the primary elections in which the county would decide who would be on the ballot. In the county commissioner races, Eric Strauss would win over four other Republican candidates, and Joe Miller would defeat his fellow Republican. And with no Democrats running for commissioner, Strauss and Miller would win their seats. Holmes County would also choose Mark Heiner over two other Republicans to move on to the November election for the 98th District for state representative, where he will face Democrat Annie Homstad, who ran unopposed.
If you looked at the result, about all the candidates had 20%, and I just was a little bit higher. I had 24%, and so I'm really thankful for all the voters that gave me the opportunity to be a commissioner and voted for me, and everybody else at that hand, they're very, very well qualified, and everybody gave it their best.
I am very thrilled and I'm very humbled by the people of Holmes County giving me this opportunity again, and I will not let them down, and I will serve all the people of Holmes County.
I want to thank the voters for their trust and support of me in the race. I want to thank my campaign team. And when I say campaign team, that's anybody. If you put a sign in your yard, if you made a phone call or sent an email on my behalf, you have helped us get here. So greatly appreciative of everyone and looking forward to November and moving on and helping to support District 98.
In the Republican race for Senator, Bernie Moreno would defeat two other Republicans to face Sherrod Brown in November. Historic Downtown would announce its newest executive director after Judy Lamp retired at the end of the year. Taylor Sigler, formerly with the Holmes County Chamber, would step in to take on the task.
I will be focusing on Millersburg's events, the merchants, community building there, some community development, working closely with the merchants in the village to make Millersburg the best that it can be. Well, I worked at the Chamber for 3 years, and when this opportunity came available, I thought that it would be a great opportunity to really showcase some of my skills that I've learned at the Chamber, some of the community building and improvement that I've already been kind of focusing on, but kind of narrow it down to just the Millersburg area.
Sigler says she's hoping to help downtown appeal more to the younger crowd and is ready to hop right into the events that were already on the books for HDM. The Holmes County Historical Society would award its very first preservation award to American Hall owners Jackie and Dylan Kaufman for their restoration of the American Hall. The award was presented at the Our Town Millersburg Part 1 program and took the Kaufmans by surprise, saying they were honored to be the first.
This is ongoing. We will have a little committee that will review historic restoration projects throughout the county from time to time. It's no given amount of time when we're going to do it. We may not give it for a couple years, and we may give it, you know, several times a year.
I'm happy to share this building with all of you, not only tonight, but anything you guys need space for, we're happy to host. It's been a journey, and so it's just so exciting to actually see people in here that aren't me working. So just thank you, everyone. Happy to be part of history.
For everybody who had participated in the help, it wasn't just us, our contractors and family and friends, people that come now to support us, just overall grateful and honored.
The wastewater treatment plant in Berlin got a big boost to move forward with its project to increase the amount of gallons per day from 300,000 to 450,000, along with some other upgrades. The total cost for the entire project is a little over $5.5 million. And engineer Chris Young announced that it was receiving $1 million thanks to Congressman Troy Balderson. Those funds would be able to be used as matching funds for more grant money.
This is just not something that we put out there. I mean, this is conversations with the engineer, Chris Young. We've been working with Chris for the last year about this and talking it through. And so, yeah, this isn't about me just getting $1 million and putting it into a project. This is something that was important. And I think that's why we take great pride in these projects, because they're projects that are requested by the local community. We want to make sure that they go to the right place when needed. This is our approach process. So this is a funding bill is what it actually is. So there's six buckets of funding in this legislation that we passed last week, and then the president signed it into law over the weekend.
The county also purchased 1.4 acres on Wally Road in Knox Township, a strategic move as it butts up to their wastewater treatment plant in the area, and the price was right.
We're also on there, there's a trailer on there that will be sold. and the purchase price of the contract price is $47,500. Mobile home is vacant, and so it was empty property, and it came up with the opportunity to buy it. And Chris Young, our county engineer, came before the board and said, hey, this is an opportunity. Down the road, whoever's the board of commissioners will give Christian that move. We've done this in the past. I mean, when I was here before, we bought land butting up against the Berlin system one time. We've done this in Winesburg. And this is just being proactive for the board of commissioners down. Because when you have a system that you are doing treatment of wastewater, you have to be mindful that the EPA will force you to grow someday.
With many departments moving to the Marks system, East Holmes got their Marks Tower. The project took almost a year to finally come to a close. While a normal tower costs almost $3 million to install, East Holmes was able to do it for under $100,000.
In the past, since we were on turbo and no one else around us had turbo, I would have to lend out radios so that we, you know, communicate. With this Marks radio system, now it's designed for that interoperability between counties and different resources. So from an EMA standpoint, this is a very big plus in moving Holmes County forward in protecting its citizens.
One of the examples is that the towers have to be engineered to withstand a quarter inch of radial ice on all the tower. Now that's on every piece of equipment. So think how much a quarter inch of ice on an entire tower weighs. So it has to be engineered with that. Plus every piece of cable that you put on it, or an antenna you put on it, it has to be quarter inch radioized, and then it has to withstand a 90 mile an hour wind gust.
Kissel Amusement and Harvest Ridge gave Holmes County folks something to help with cabin fever with some fair time fun with a mini indoor amusement park. While most rides were inside, there was one that was outside, the debut of the 70-foot Expo Wheel.
As you expect to see a wide variety of rides, about 9 rides. We're actually debuting our brand new Expo Wheel, which is a gondola. It was just built for us. It's been a 2-year process to get. We just received it about a month ago, so it will be there. It's going to be right out the factory. Hasn't sat and rode anybody on it. And then we got some of the original fair rides that typically go to the Holmes County Fair. And we thought of Holmes County because Holmes County was a big supporter of us from the day they signed us. Holmes County is how we grew. So when they signed us, our company, 10 years ago, and we just grew substantially because of them. We put on a good show, and they were our references to these other fairs, and that's how we scored these other fairs. And
around the state, there will be one night that there were at least 8 tornadoes that touched down, causing damage in 11 counties with 3 fatalities in Logan County. $8.5 billion was announced for the Intel project, and Joanne Craft Stores filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Former Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder would now face state-level charges on the House Bill 6 scandal, and a Columbus woman who was accused of killing her 5-year-old son was officially charged, but her attorney would share that they would do a plea of not guilty by insanity. With this step back into 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick.